A Christmas Garland by Anne Perry, narrated by Simon Preble. Lieutenant Victor Narroway walked across the square in the cool evening air. It was mid-December, a couple of weeks before Christmas. At home in England, it might already be snowing, but here in India, there would not even be a frost. No one had ever seen snow in Cawnpore. At any other year, it would have been a wonderful season, one of rejoicing, recalling happy memories of the past and looking forward to the future, perhaps with a little nostalgia for those loved ones who were far away. But this year of 1857 was different. The fire of mutiny had scorched across the land, touching everything with death. He came to the outer door of one of the least damaged parts of the barracks and knocked. Immediately it was opened, and he stepped inside. Oil lamps sent a warming yellow light over the battered walls and the few remnants of the once secure occupation, as they had been before the siege, and then its relief. There was little furniture left whole. A bullet-scarred desk, three chairs that had seen better days, a bookcase and several cupboards, one with only half a door. Colonel Latimer was standing in the middle of the room. He was a tall and spare man, well into his 40s. A dozen Indian summers had burned his skin brown, but there was little colour beneath it to alleviate the weariness and the marks of exhaustion. He regarded the 20-year-old lieutenant in front of him with something like an apologetic look.
"I have an unpleasant duty for you, Narroway," he said quietly. "It must be done, and done well. You're..."